Hello.
Hello, it's Nadine. How are you?
How's it going?
It's going good. I tried calling you earlier and it kept telling me circuits were busy. I'm like, is he
really?
On the phone? Yeah, I tried calling you earlier because I saw I had a missed call from you.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. The only question I have is you said somebody would call me about needing to upload my ID front and back, right?
Yes, correct. You'll be getting, in fact, let me see something really quick. Has anyone called you? Have you received an email or a text message?
I got some confusing emails, kind of. It just kind of loops me around in a circle.
Okay, what did you get? Tell me what you got.
Okay, first I got a text message, and it says, hi, Greg.
Uh-huh.
We emailed Google Guaranteed Campaign Customization Arbitech Tree Service was just
right.
Sent to you. Please respond to the email ASAP.
Okay.
But I go to the email and there's no links or nothing to respond to, so I don't get what it's wanting.
Okay, let me look. Let me see right here. Thank you for providing the application. Was it this one that said, thank you for providing the application data below is the latest update in regards to your Google Guaranteed application? Was it that one?
Yes.
Okay, so to continue the background check, you may receive a unique link sent via text to your preferred mobile phone number from Evident ID to continue the process. Please click on the link and upload a recent photo of the front and back of your ID card, example driver's license, into the website. Obtain fresh reviews from your recent customers, yada, yada. Okay. So now you got it in an email or a text message?
I got that, and I got emails and a text message, but my text message was telling me that the email was there, and then I opened the email, but there's nothing really in the email besides just what you read.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me message him.
But I did get two other emails with those before that, but it says no reply.
Okay. What did the other email say that you got?
And the other one says confirmation and action required to complete background check application.
Okay. That was an email. Can you forward it to me so I can look at it?
Okay.
You're going to hit... So when you're looking at it, you'll find the button that says forward?
Yes, I'm familiar with that, but then I don't think I have you. How do you spell your email for me?
Start typing N.
Got you. I got you.
Okay,
here it comes.
I know your girlfriend was helping us out a lot, but I think you can do it. I'll help you.
I can do it.
You got this.
You should be getting it.
Okay. I'll wait a couple of seconds. It should be coming through. Yeah, it's been a crazy day today. Oh, my gosh. My friend's husband's in the hospital. He's super young, 30 years old, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in the gut, stomach cancer.
No.
Yeah, and he's in the hospital right
now.
Man, and he's 30 years old. They have a 4-month-old daughter. And because I've already experienced, like, I've been through that already. My husband had cancer, you know, a couple years ago. And he's in remission, though. So I'm, like, kind of walking her through it. And I'm just, like, torn to pieces for her because it's a lot, you know. And so I'm just, like, trying to, you know, be there for them as well. And it's just, like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so this one came from Pinkerton. Okay, was successfully submitted on 1/30. The details are shown in the receipt provided. If you see any mistakes or need to make changes, business owners, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let me look at this one. See what it says. Come on, open up. Okay, I authorized Google to obtain information about me related to my background check for purposes of my company. I understand the background investigation report will be prepared by Pinkerton, blah, 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 email address, got it. Please check the box if you would like a copy of the background check. Right?
Yeah, I can't check it. Yeah, but I can't check it.
I know. I'm trying to check it, too, and it's not letting me. What the heck?
I know. That's what I don't get. Like, everything's like a dead end.
Hold on.
But there is one more email, and that one did get me somewhere, but I'm just kind of confused because it's
forward me the
me...
other email. Forward me the other one.
There we go. This one gets me somewhere, but I'm confused because it wants me to all the information I already gave you.
Yeah, forward it to me before we do that.
Okay, you should be getting that one soon too, hopefully.
Okay. And while I'm waiting on that, I'm going to start a chat with our Google.
Yeah, I started looking at it. I thought was going to ask me a couple questions.
You're like,
I
wait a minute.
For Social Security, and I'm like, I don't know if I need to.
You're like, wait a
stuff.
Minute. Let me ask Nadine before I go any further.
Yes.
Okay. Now this one says action required. Okay. This one, your employer is applying to be listed as advertiser in local services ads as part of the qualification process. Your employer consented Pinkerton Consult Investigations, acting on behalf of you, blah, 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 blah. Okay, click on the link below to begin.
You want me to click it?
I clicked on it. I'm going to see what
it is. I just thought I entered all that information already, and I thought the only thing I was going to need was my front and back of my ID. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I know that it's supposed to only ask for the front and back. Let me stay on the phone with me. I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Let me go to the Google Guaranteed. Okay. Okay. Why doesn't it open for me? Did it open on your end? When you clicked on that link?
I think it didn't the first two times, and then I connected the Wi-Fi, and the third time it didn't either, and I just kind of waited for maybe it was just connecting, and it did take a couple clicks, too. That's what was weird.
Well, I'm going to keep clicking until it opens up, I guess.
Yeah, mine did open eventually.
We'll just keep clicking until it opens. Yeah, I'm waiting for them to respond back to me. Did you call earlier and leave a message?
I didn't. I don't like to leave messages.
Huh. Why?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Okay. So it's asking you to enter all this, then it goes to next. What's on the next page? Legal first name. It's asking you to enter all of that. Okay. I just want to make sure, because I know you filled it all out on the application. So if you are not associated, have any concerns? I'm looking at who it came from. Yep, this one's from Pinkerton. Thank you. I'm just getting confirmation because I want to make sure, because Pinkerton might want you to do these steps of adding in all the information, but I want to confirm as to if that's what Pinkerton does, because I know one of them does just a front and back copy, but I noticed on the one email it's saying just, on this one it's saying complete your background checks, please follow the steps below. Complete the Pinkerton Business Owner Package. Okay, they will receive an email from Pinkerton that will contain a link to start the application. Okay,
is
so
that new people
the
or
first
that considered me too.
Okay, so Pinkerton. So as I'm reading through, right, it's saying the first email was just letting you know. Okay, so do you want a copy of your background check once we conduct it, right? So the first one was them sending you, just letting you know that it was successfully submitted. The details are shown in the receipt provided below. If you see any mistakes or need to make changes, please contact Pinkerton, right? All of our business owners and field workers, if applicable, must complete their background checks. Please follow the steps. Please follow up with them to ensure the complete blah, 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 right? Complete their Pinkerton Business Owner Package. They will receive an email from Pinkerton that will contain a link to start the application. So remember I told you, right, Google uses two separate companies, either Evident ID or Pinkerton. We never know exactly which one, right? So one is going to have you follow certain steps, right? The other one will ask you just for the front and back of your license. It's whichever Google assigns to do your background check. So you got Pinkerton, which now Pinkerton wants you in the second email, they want you to fill out the package. Even though you've done it on your application, Pinkerton is not Google, so now they're running the background check. So let me go here. Now let me see if it opens again. I should have never got out of it. I closed the window. I should have kept it open. What a big dummy. Not you. I'm talking about myself.
Uh-huh.
You're like, uh-huh. No, really. I'm talking about myself. Okay, so what you're going to do is you are going to fill out that package for Pinkerton so that way they can run the background check.
Okay. Okay. And you think they're going to want a picture of my ID too, or you're not sure?
I don't know, because it doesn't let me go to the further questions unless I answer them.
I'll wait until I get home.
What the next pages are. Yeah. If anything,
get home, so I'm prepared to do that.
Yeah, do it when you're at home, so this way you're prepared, right? But this is, yeah, once you fill out the package and submit it, the process is already starting. So dang, they're moving pretty fast here. That's a good thing. You know what I mean? What time are you going to be home?
What happens if it doesn't come back clear? Am I in big trouble?
Well, no, you're not going to be in trouble. It's just you won't get approved. Why wouldn't it be clear? You don't have no felonies, do you, that you didn't tell me about?
Well, I was in trouble before, like 15 years ago, but about 10 months ago. But 10 months ago, I paid an attorney, and supposedly I'm a clean guy now.
Okay, so let me tell you, they go back 7 years. You said it was 15 years ago?
Yes, and I...
And you paid an attorney to expunge it?
Yes, that was 10 months ago. Okay. I mean, as I know, I should be clear, and it was more than 15 years ago, like I told you. So.
Yeah, you should be good.
Should be fine, you know, if I would have told you, but I should be good, theoretically.
Yeah,
you know? You
should be good, because, listen, I have a guy that he had a criminal record from when he was a young kid that actually tried him as an adult, and it was just guilty by association, you know what I mean? And that was, like, years ago. The guy's, like, my age in his 50s. But yeah, they go back 7 years, because I had to confirm it with him. I said, let me, before we even move forward, let's make sure how far back they go on the, you know, on the criminal history, right? And so he said that I was told they only go back 7 years. Before, it used to be 5, but then they moved it to 7, and they said it's straight 7 years is how far they go back. So you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, definitely good.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, so when you're filling it out, I know it's going to seem redundant, right? Like, I filled out this information on the application, but remember, Pinkerton doesn't have the info, so that's why they're asking for it. Because the application, we don't, like, just hand it to them, you know what I mean? It's got your information on there. That application it's through the process with Google. So because Pinkerton is running the background check is why they're asking for the information. Like, even when I opened it up, It shows first name Gregory. They're going to want your legal middle name, right? They're going to want your last name's already in there, Orozco, and then you're going to need to put your social security, date of birth, your personal phone number. It's already got arbortechgo@gmail.com for your email. You'll click on the next button, but I can't see what the other questions are because it doesn't let me go further than that.
Okay, and then another question, I have you on the phone. I also got my login information. Can you check out my dashboard?
Yes, correct. So this is where you'll be tracking your results with us, right? So your login for your client dashboard is usually your phone number, and then we provide you, like a password for you, right? And the password, you can update it to a password of your choice. So the client dashboard is how you're going to be able to track your results as well with us. All right?
Because we're not live yet, or I try to figure out how to verify it, but it would not let me. I'm guessing it's because it's not there yet.
Well, yeah, exactly. So because we're not doing your local SEO, right? All we're doing is a Google guaranteed. So I'll let them know to remind them that you're already, like, we're not doing your local SEO, right? But we want you to have access to the client dashboard. So this way you're tracking your results and your calls as well. So that's why they provided you the customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see the search results that you're coming up in for Google guaranteed and all of that once it goes live. Okay.
Okay. And then, it was also asking me to upload a logo and some pictures, but I noticed there's something there already. So I shouldn't have to, right?
Yes. I know that there's some, okay. So, you know your Google profile, right? That's totally separate from the Google guaranteed, right? So what they want you to do is if there's any pictures you want for that Google guaranteed profile, send us any pictures that you want us to update on that. So because they're creating the Google guaranteed campaign, that profile, we can add pictures, we add your business logo, all of that. So that's why if there's any pictures that you want uploaded to run on that campaign in your profile for Google guaranteed, send us those pictures. I'm looking real
quick. Okay, but like I said, I think I did see some. I just want to know if those are fine or do I need to add more?
I'm looking right now to see. I would say if you have more, send us more. Let us add more. You know what I mean?
Pictures. I just kind of wanted to download an app so I could put them side by side before and after. That way it's just kind of easier.
That's perfect. I think that'd be a good idea. Like show the before and after so they really see it, you know? And then what was your other question?
Nothing. That I just done it before to my Google profile and I didn't edit them beforehand and it just kind of looks like random pictures. So yeah, I want to kind of put them together before and after.
Yeah, just whenever you want to optimize more pictures, just send them on over. Send them on over. So that way we can add them for the Google guaranteed. Because we're not touching your Google local listing. That one we're not touching, right? Because we're talking in reference to the Google guaranteed. Because with the Google guaranteed, we can add pictures and all of that. Because it's going to be a profile page on Google guaranteed. Okay? So we kind of like, as soon as you get those pictures going and edit them, send them on over. And you can change photos anytime.
Secondary thing. Do people, when they leave me a review, where does that go?
So if they're leaving you a review on the Google guaranteed, it's going to be on the Google guaranteed. If they're leaving you reviews on your Google local listing, it doesn't reflect to your Google guaranteed because they're two separate entities. So what we do is once we get everything all up and running, right, we provide you a link, like a little tiny URL. And you can actually send those, and I would recommend that you do once we get it going. Send it. You can text it. You can email it to any of your, you know, clients that have used you in the past and start having them leave you reviews on the Google guaranteed.
Okay. Well, I think that the L&J guy, when he had his, he had the same amount of reviews. I think it was like 57 reviews on his Google profile. 57 on his Google guaranteed. So you think he went through all of his customers and had them update them?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. But I could find out for you if there's a way that if someone leaves it on Google, on your Google profile, if that's going to also reflect to your Google guaranteed.
I guess that and if, like I said, he had the exact, it was 56 or 57. All the reviews he had on his Google, his organic Google listing was on his guaranteed. So I'm kind of wondering if you guys can transfer those, just the 17 reviews that I have, and those automatically be transferred.
Let me find out for you. I'll get confirmation if the current ones that you have, if those could also be added to your Google guaranteed, if it's linked in that way, or, you know, even after the fact, right? So I'll get clarification on that. Yeah, absolutely. I'll find out for you. And once I find out, then I'll call you back and let you know.
Okay, yeah, because L&J definitely had, it was 56 or 57, so that he kind of did something to make that rule forward somehow. I don't think he got a hold of all 57 customers and had them do that, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how he did that.
Sounds good. You let me know, and when I get home, I'll fill out that application.
Okay, as soon as I find out, then I'll let you know.
Sounds good, thanks.
You are so welcome. It's always nice talking with you.
All right, you too. Thanks for the help.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.